This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. This is the post-Christmas, pre-New Year's edition of What's on Your Mind. Glad to have you along today on the program. How are you? Come on now. Get the let out. How are you? 2018's almost here. We gotta get revved up, ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm recharged and raring to go. How about you, Todd?
Absolutely. How was your Christmas?
Had a great Christmas. Wonderful. Yes. Spend it as I have so many in the Grand Forks, home of the University of North Dakota Fighting Spoons.
What?
That's where I was at.
The Fighting who?
It worked from the 30s till about, I don't know, not too long ago. So.
Well, it doesn't work anymore, officially. Unless it's, what's the word I'm looking for? Not retro. Legacy. There we go. If it's Legacy Day, then we can be the...
I used my Legacy version.
Oh, okay. All this right. is a Legacy What's in Your Mind show today. Okay.
Exactly right. If you have anything you're encountering in the way of weather conditions and or road conditions that need some attention, please feel free to let us know by calling us up. Simple way to do that is just dial the phone. 258-0550 is the number that works from any 701 area code, 258-0550. You can also text us, but it takes more time to do that, and you're driving, and you want to just tell fellow motorists what you're encountering. See? So you could, if you're pulled over, at a rest stop, whatever, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. 5-4. That's my number. Todd's is 701-226-8503. Or you can call our 24-7 hotline. Nice thing there. Just leave a message. Say what you need to say and you're on your way. 855-200-1776. Email us to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I am back from a couple of days of vacation. I have this little tradition that I do with our youngest daughter, Haley. Haley's now not young anymore. I've been telling stories about Haley for how long? 14 years, I guess. Because she is a freshman now in high school. But I remember I used to get emails or snail mail or whatever, people say, I like it when you tell stories about your daughter. I'm like, really? I would think that would be a little boring to people. You know, I mean, because if you, for instance, if you're at work and everybody talked about their kids all day, I mean, you would, I don't know. Todd, does that sound like riveting radio to you? I like talking about my kids because I love them. But, you know, on the other hand, I have to consider the audience. But anyway, so there's been a few stories over the years about Haley. She's kind of like her dad. She's not afraid to talk, so we occasionally would put her on the radio and chat. But anyway, Haley and I, for the last 5-6 years, she has saved up her money, usually Christmas money. Now it's babysitting money that she adds to that. And after Christmas, she goes and hunts for deals. She's a shopper. So Haley and I set out on the 26th, bright and early in the morning, for the vast shopping land of Mall of America, down in Bloomington, Minnesota. And that other shopping phenom known as, are you ready, Todd? IKEA! Yes! We didn't go to Sweden. We went to Bloomington to IKEA. Which I have to admit is, I like it. I mean, I want to buy nothing there. Yeah, I guess I could, but it's stuff, so I don't get too excited about it. But the way they present their stuff there at the store is pretty cool. Like, you walk through. Have you been to IKEA before, Tom? Have you
done? Oh, yeah, IKEA? It's been a while, but yeah. That's one of those things that I would think would succeed around our parts.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. You know, you walk through, like, I guess, you know, the first part you go through is all these, basically these homes. You know, the kitchen's all set up, the bedroom's all set up, and all these different things that then they sell in other places. Or you go to the workspace area and it's all different, you know, work and beds and, you know, chairs and dining room tables, and then they have housewares and lamps and plants and pillows and, you know, I don't know how to describe it. Anyway, if you've not been there, just go there just to experience it. So Haley had, I guess, a little desk she wanted to get and a new bed she wanted to get, and she had all this stuff planned out, plus her usual store. So it was fun. We did also some of the Nickelodeon, the little, you know, Disneyland wannabe there they have at Mall of America. It's pretty nice, though. They have a couple of the roller coasters, and our favorite is the water flume. So I take this picture of Haley every year on the water flume at the same spot, basically. And we just figured this out on the way out. That's how we were trying to say, how long we've been doing this, and went back to find the pictures from all of those. So, you know, in one part, this is sort of like you're shopping, right? Another part is just a couple of days away from the normal routine and all that. But really what we were doing is making memories. We were making memories. So it was kind of fun. It was really neat. One other note that we got to take in on the trip, you've heard me talk about Gene Veeder going through quite the health battle. And Gene is at the University of Minnesota Medical Center now, down at a specialty wing that has been dealing with pancreas issues. And his pancreas is finally on the mend. I understand there's a bunch of dead tissue in the pancreas, but did you know that you can – I learned this yesterday. You can – lead a normal life with like 10% of your pancreas. And he has much more than that. I think he has like 60% of it or something. But anyway, you know, he had a surgery yesterday again. So he's still enduring these surgeries. This pancreas, I should know more about it, but just because it fascinates me. But, you know, they say it's an angry organ. It's an angry organ. I don't know why anybody would want an angry organ, but it is angry, I guess.
Oh, so a huge one then.
Pardon me?
I must have a huge one then if it's an angry organ.
Is that right? Why, have you had pancreas issues?
No, anger issues.
Anger issues, I see, okay. Well, I don't know if it gives you anger, but I think it gets angry from whatever, if it gets, you know, out of sorts. And it can really mess up. So anyway, they've had the, you know, the pancreas, when it's not happy, kicks off fluid that gets in your body, and then you got to take that out, and so he's been going through all that, and he's had a number of surgeries. But long story short, he started a little rehab already and therapy, and they're raving about how strong he is, which is farm and ranch life. And he's on the mend. So he's out of the ICU. That's the news I bring to you. He's no longer in ICU as of the last couple of days, and is starting therapy and, you know, getting stronger. So what that means, by my estimation, when you consider what kind of condition that he was in at one point when he first was at the ICU down there and enduring some of those early surgeries and came from Sanford and Bismarck, just a, you know, oh my gosh, in really, really tough shape. It is prayer works. That's my bottom line on that. So thank you to everybody that was kind enough to add Gene to your prayers, whether you were watching our updates on Facebook or heard him here on the air. Gene is a legendary North Dakotan. I mean, if you put every North Dakotan, walking the earth right now, in a room, he'd be in the top level. He'd be in the top level of that legendary North Dakotan list. Just is a great human being, great individual, done a ton for McKenzie County, economic development in Western North Dakota in general, going back to picking some of the best of the best UND students to recruit to come to the University of North Dakota years ago when he worked for UND with my father-in-law, actually, Jerry Hammerlich. He worked up there when many years ago, right when he came out of school, I believe. But anyway, they did some world-class recruiting. That was great. I loved it. I don't know if the schools do that now to the UND and NDSU, do they go out and recruit? Now, I get you go to a job fair, but they would say, okay, who are the top 10 kids from, you know, Watford City High School? The top 10 from all the, you know, schools, and then literally full-court press recruit them, get them to come to school. It was a Tom Clifford initiative with my father-in-law, Jerry Hammerlich, years ago. So anyway, kind of cool. And I just wanted you to know that I did get a chance. Gene was actually in surgery when we stopped there. And so talked to Beth and got an update on how things were going. But keep the prayers going because they're working. And just wanted to give you that update on Gene. So there's the little travel log on the last couple of days. That's in the rearview mirror. But, you know, it's lots of good memories. So I do encourage you to think long and hard about making a few memories. I posted a little thing yesterday on Facebook with a photo of her next to a note that says, "You'll never have this day with your children again. Tomorrow they'll be a little older than they were today. This day is a gift. Just breathe, notice, study their faces and little feet, pay attention, relish the charms of the present." The charms of the present. Isn't that cool? The present. Be present. Enjoy today. It'll be over before you know it. So hopefully there's a little good advice for you in that. Okay. Now we'll get on to some news of the day. We're going to talk to Steve Link here coming up in a little bit about some of your questions for farmers and ranchers on the impact of the tax bill on land values, too. Stay tuned.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable flare trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the first steps a company should take preparing for an emergency situation.
You really need to start with an assessment. Think of it as a gap analysis. You know, are my gaps in having a proper place for people to shelter in place? Is it controlling the front door? Is it cameras? Is it having proper kits available? Once you have that, you need to write that emergency response plan. Now, your plan should cover any threat that your site might face. Everybody in North Dakota needs to have severe weather, emergency plan, suspicious package, bomb threat, and active shooter, and, of course, fire. Then you should coordinate with local emergency response agencies to make sure there's not any adjustments based on what their response protocol is going to be to your facility.
To see a full list of emergency operations planning services available through the NDSC, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's still Christmas around here. A little colder than we like, too. I like that Bismarck Tribune front page photo today of the smoke rising from the state capitol and the chimneys of all the buildings around. Really gives you a sense of just how darn cold it is outside. But it's winter. You know, I will admit to myself sort of grumbling a little bit about it. What's the deal? This is going to take forever. You know, because we're used to cold snaps. This one's lasting a little longer. But then I remind myself, it's winter. Winter, so there's really nothing abnormal about this whatsoever. Nothing. perfectly normal. You live in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, you expect winter. So just embrace it, my friends. All right, back on What's on Your Mind. And thanks, by the way, to the guest host that filled in for me. This time it was Darrell East both days from the North Dakota Farm Bureau here with Congressman Kramer yesterday in the Talk Radio Town Hall and talking to the Farm Bureau Prez the other day as well. So enjoyed that very much and always appreciate Darrell's good work. Talking ag on the program today, so that's great. CJ's here from DAC Diesel, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. Merry Christmas to you, CJ.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Scott. I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow, so I'll wait with a Happy New Year until tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll save that for tomorrow. Exactly right. DAC Diesel of Bismarck is the leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles. What's happening today?
Oh, just finishing up a Duramax. I got a couple National Guard skid steers here that I got to get servicing on. You know, just a little bit of maintenance for them. Not a whole heck of a lot, but they're a great account. And anytime I can keep, our boys that are here for us, you know, in case there's an emergency, whether it's a flood or protest, I guess, you know, just keep them going. You know, that's always a good thing that I can do for them, I guess. So
that's fantastic. What do you want folks to know about DAC Diesel?
Well, we are, you know, we specialize just in diesels. You know, it's one of these things that if you want top-notch service, you know, with not cutting corners or anything like that, and then if you're also looking for something, you know, let's say your truck did break down and you're wondering if there's a solution to fixing that problem where it doesn't happen again, we have a ton of solutions down here. The Duramax pickup truck I'm finishing up right now, there's a ton of upgrades on it, lowering the exhaust temperatures, you know, keeping your head gaskets from going out again, you know, just getting the engine to breathe better. There's so many things that we do down here. So, you know, definitely give us a call or just a visit about what you need done or even just stop down. Plus, we are a Sinister dealer for all your performance parts.
DACDiesel.com if you want to find out more or give CJ and the crew a call at 701-258-5011. That's the shop number, or 210-0888. Thanks a bunch.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks, Scott. Have a good day.
You too. Talk to you soon. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Something else I want to talk about today. We'll do this in the 10 o'clock hour today. The top 10 media stories of the year. Number one on the list. Who compiled this? The Hill. The war between President Trump and the media. I would put that number one on that list as well. And I want to talk a little bit about this, as I mentioned, next hour and get your take on this. Because I think it's a service that Donald Trump is doing to the country. And I know that it fatigues a lot of people. I have to tell you, when the battles early on were starting, I'm trying to remember the exact timing of this press conference, but President Trump did a press conference fairly early in, I want to say the first couple of months as president, and he brought the media in, and it was like whack-a-mole, right? And he just, one after another, you know, punch, counterpunch. And I watched that, and I said, how can this last? How can this be the pace? And I pondered that for a while, tossed that around a little while, and I said, you know what? Everything Donald Trump wants to accomplish, everything he promised he would accomplish, everything he campaigned on, is that much more difficult with the media being the media. And they've done this to George W. Bush. They've done it to Bush 41. They've done it to Ronald Reagan. They've, you know, go back and look. This is their MO. This is the swamp. This is how they work. There's an inherent bias in everything they do. And by the way, it isn't in every story. but it's in most of the stories. It is in every reporter, but it's most of the reporters. It's sort of like a good doctor at a bad hospital. You're only as good as the weakest link in that chain. So it's a disaster. It's a festering mess, this mainstream media blob, okay? And what Donald Trump decided to do is take it head on. He relishes it. Now, they're punching him like crazy, and what does he do? He punches back. Most don't do that. They turtle. Latest evidence. Harvard study. This is a Harvard study. This isn't, you know, Brent Bozell and the Media Research Center. This isn't some conservative think tank. This is a Harvard study. Showed coverage of President Trump's first 100 days. 93% of the stories by CNN and NBC were negative about Trump and the administration. New York Times came at 87%. What do you expect? Look, nobody deserves 93% negative anything. None of us are perfect. None of us are that bad. So what he's done by exposing what they do is destroy their credibility. I'm telling you, folks, he's destroyed it. He's absolutely shredded it. You know, people make fun of the approval rating of Congress, which as a institution is low. If you look at individual members, it's very different. But, you know, or Washington in general, and it's low. Nothing is as low as this. I mean, the mainstream media approval rating is down there with, like, child predators. It's awful. One reason. Two words. Donald Trump. So I think it's fantastic. Now, it's still a battle. It's still a battle. There's no doubt about it. And it's one that's going to have to go on. What I want to talk about when we get to this next hour, we're going to switch gears and talk a little about land prices and values here in a minute, is, you know, whether you're up for that. Should he keep going? Should he keep punching? Do you like what Trump is doing with the media? That's what we're going to talk about. Next, however, Steve Link is going to join us. Steve's a broker with Pifers. Pifers does real estate land management. We have a lot of calls from listeners related to the tax bill. Okay, how will this tax bill affect me as to what I can deduct? What will the impact of my taxes be? And why I'm most concerned is it going to impact land value? So we said, look, it's a good question. We'll get answers. So Steve Link's going to do that for our friends at Pifers today on What's On Your Mind. So bring your questions, and we'll get to it. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number locally, 258-0550, on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. Holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call.
Still Christmas. It's still Christmas. Count it down. We're gonna.
In fact, I received an email from a kind priest whom I do not know, but has sent me a text or two over the years, and a avid listener of the program. I won't say his name because he didn't ask to be advertised. But what he does now is pray for people. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And so he told us he was praying for us in the show. And he said it would be a good idea if you played Christmas music through the Epiphany. And so we're going to credit him with keeping that going, even though we planned to do that. Didn't we, Nolan? We just said, we're not shutting Christmas off on Christmas. Not a chance. We're not going to
do it.
Well,
it's the happiest season of all. You could play it all winter.
Exactly.
And let us know. You could play for months yet.
I love Andy Williams, too. Andy does a nice job on Christmas music, for sure. All right, Steve Link is here. Steve's a broker with Pipers, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Scott, for having me on.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too.
We have received a dozen or more calls, emails, questions from folks, and it was sort of in the middle of the whole swirl of what's in, what's out of the tax bill, and some people concerned about, okay, how much of, you know, my property taxes can I deduct, and how will my tax treatment change, and you know, the main theme was, is this going to impact land value?
Right.
This
right.
is what was underlying everything.
Yep.
So we said, well, we're going to ask the experts.
All right.
So we called our friends at Pipers. What's the bottom line?
Well, the bottom line, just if we're going to get behind the curtain right now, yet to be seen. I mean, it's really yet to be seen. But let me back up a little bit here on what land values have done and where they're at right now. You know, in 2012, 2013, the super cycle of the farm economy was just fantastic, and land prices were just, they were higher and higher weekly. Every sale, we were topping the last sale that we had. And so we had that just super run up on land prices. And then we saw things level off, go down. Some areas they probably went down 20-25% from those highs. And now this last quarter of this year, we've had some strong land prices again, and so we're seeing an uptick in land prices. But, you know, if you start to look at the buyers that are buying and bidding, most of them are still active producers. There are some investors in there, but they have such a strong cash balance that they're coming in with, either a lot of land base that's already paid for, or money that they've set aside for it. So when you ask me about how the new tax bill is going to affect that, well, of course, if after the end of next year and the year following, if there's more cash in their checking account or in their savings accounts, of course it's going to help them buy land. If they're seeing less, you know, then there's going to have less money to pay, because bankers have changed their practice of business from the 80s when we had the huge downfall in land prices and the foreclosures and that scenario. You know, and so they're requiring much more cash or asset, their asset to debt ratios to be stronger. And they've done a nice job on that and prepping the farmers and the buyers on that. And so really the bottom line is, if this tax bill does create keeps more cash in the producer's pocket, yes, I think it'll bolster or strengthen land prices. If it doesn't, then what other indicators will be the driving force on land prices?
If you have a question or comment specifically for Steve, certainly get it in 258-0550. You can also text Todd or I at 367-2054 for me, or for Todd at 226-8503, 226-8503. I'm going to go back to something you mentioned about land prices coming back up recently.
Mm-hmm.
What's the reason for that? Because obviously commodity prices aren't coming back up, so why are land prices ticking back up?
That's a great question. You know, and I liken it to two things are probably the major driver right now. The lack of inventory is a basic. So there's counties and townships that there hasn't been a sale in 4 years. And so if you're a producer or farmer in that area, and you've been looking to expand your operation, and this is the first time in 4 years the land's come available, you're going to do everything in your power to buy that. And sometimes you throw out some of the basics on return on investment. You're just going to buy that land. And so we've seen that in some of our sales. We had some sales that topped $6,000 an acre, and it wasn't even in the valley. We've had a lot of $4,000, $4,500 an acre land sales. And those are strong prices. The current economic indicators of return on investment don't support those kind of prices, but it's been strong. So I think the lack of inventory is one is a major thing. And I also think that the producers and the people that are buying land are used to these economic conditions. You know, when we have
kind of settle in, and this is normal for a while, here,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. This is normal, and so the unknown is kind of taken out. This is back to normal, and so if they want to add an 80 or a quarter or a half section, and they know how to do that, and they know what their lender is going to let them do, they can do that now that they're settled in.
One of the questions I think, and I don't know if this was a concern that was legitimate or whether they picked this up and had it reported wrong, but was, you know, the cap on how much you could deduct
mm-hmm.
of your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of any treatment on land specifically or for farmers and ranchers in which they're, you know, in which they're going to come out, you know, in worse shape because they're not able to deduct as much of their taxes?
Yeah, so those are great questions. So, and I'm not a tax expert, but, you know, with being a land expert, what I look at really when you're buying a bare piece of land, Your deductions are your mortgage interest, and I know they reduce some of the caps on that. And so if some people have high mortgage interest, that may affect their bottom line. But the side that I think is really important is the overall farm operation is if their deductions are reduced on that, and they're going to have less cash at the end of the year. You know, that's where it'll trickle down to the land values. But like I said, these buyers that are buying are in such a strong cash position. If they're worried about that last tax bill, that last $1,000, $5,000 increase in their taxes, they're probably not the high bidder in our land auctions or strong buyers, because these buyers, like I said, are such strong cash positions, and bankers aren't worried about some of those smaller dollar amounts.
The impression I got, you know, and again I'm paraphrasing and taking a bunch of different calls
mm-hmm.
into one, but the reason that I asked you to come in, because the concern I got was, you know, from folks that are just gotten it out
mm-hmm.
from not the best of times,
mm-hmm.
obviously with prices, and not wanting another kick in the pants, if you will, on tax treatment that will, you know, make you know, it more difficult when the time comes to market their land or whatever, or give it to their kids or
yep.
you know, whatever. That was the general sense of what I got from people they were worried about, that this might be one more kick when you're already down a little bit, and make it more difficult down the road.
Yeah, and I can appreciate that, because if they're just hanging on, those little things are going to be a big thing now. If they are forced to do something, get out of the farming practice because of the higher taxes, you know, they probably weren't buyers in the beginning on land prices. But now what that could do is increase the inventory that we have out there if they're forced to sell land. And if we get an increased inventory and we have less buyers in because of lower income, because of taxes, yeah, then you can see a slump in land prices. But, you know, there's a stat in Iowa that 75% of the landowners are at zero debt. Well, they're not worried about that last $1,000 tax bill. They're not worried about interest rates going up. They're not worried about a lot of the things that many of us worry about. And so they can add, like I said, they can add on land. So right now in this environment, if it holds true, I don't see that being a big downfall in land prices.
Do you think that Iowa stat sticks for North Dakota?
I do. You know, you look around, you see a lot of landowners, the land is held in that the 60, 70, 80-year-old generation. And so they don't have any debt. They've paid off their land. They've worked hard and they don't have to answer to anybody on what their decisions are. You know, so I think that does hold true in North Dakota.
You guys do a number of land seminars this time of year.
Yep.
All over the country.
Yep.
Not just here. Talk a little bit about, you know, some of the questions that come up there and the things that people are talking about right now.
Yeah, so, you know, it's the questions vary depending on what the audience is, but, you know, we like to have our seminars in small towns and throughout North Dakota, so it's easy for people to get there that maybe don't have that opportunity. And the questions that we tend to get are exactly what you're asking me. Where are land prices been? Where are they going? Is there opportunity to buy land? Is there if I want to give it to my gift this to my kids, what's the ramifications of that? And how do I keep my tenant on the land and things like that? So those are all the questions that we ask, the typical questions. I am curious on how some of the estate caps and limits that they're putting in the new tax bill is going to come into effect, because there's been a ton of estate planning going on in the last 2-3 years. For people to figure out, you know, if something does happen to them, that they don't lose the farm to pay Uncle Sam. And so that might be an interesting scenario, because a lot of our sales, the generation that inherited them, they're in their 60s and 70s, inherited the land, they're in their 60s and 70s, and there's already five of them, and then if some health problem with one of them, it might go to 10. You know, I have a quarter that I'm selling by Douglas, North Dakota right now. There's 11 heirs to it in one quarter. And so, you know, you just have those situations where it's become difficult. So I think this estate planning on how that's all going to work out is going to be a lot of the questions that people are going to have, and some of this has yet to be sorted out with such a new tax bill.
I have my eye on that Cannonball River, a hunting property in Grant County.
Mm-hmm.
Rather nice.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is nice. It's so much fun to go out there.
900 acres.
Yeah. Yep. Oh. Yeah, you'd be able to find a pheasant or two on that.
Little Executive River hunting property right there, and also Golden Valley County, a ranch for sale that way, Ramsey and Cavalier County. So I'm looking at pipers.com,
mm-hmm,
where you can find out more about some of those properties, but There's land available.
There is land available, so there is some inventory out there, and we've built a new facility out of steel that I know you've been at, and you've been to Bowman before, so it's we're spread out across the state.
Take a short break and come back with more on What's on Your Mind. Chat with Steve Link today from Piper's Auction and Realty. Short break, come back with more. Any questions or comments, last chance to get them in here, 258-0550, or text me at 367-2054.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email Scott H at flagfamily.com, Scott H at flagfamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Stem Cell Health Institute has come to North Dakota. If you're suffering from pain from osteoarthritis of the knee, pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, even joint pain, stop and listen. There are must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars for your pain and cutting-edge information that could really help change the way you live. I've gone through this, as a matter of fact. Regenerative medicine, and you're not too far away. Seminars in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. Call 1-888-973-1560 to get signed up, and you can find more at stemcelltherapyforpain.com. 1-888-973-1560, and get signed up for one of these, you know what? Start the new year without that chronic pain. Why not?
Back on What's on Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. So, Todd, we had Andy Williams. We had Burl Ives. Andy died in 2012. Burl Ives died in 1995. I'm thinking next hour we might even have some real live guys sing some Christmas songs. I don't know. We're going to do our best, right? How about
wow.
I love Burl Ives. I love Andy Williams, but I'm getting a little bummed out. All these guys have died. So we'll see if we can find somebody that a Mannheim Steamboat.
But their legends live on, though.
Aren't they? Yeah. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, they're still alive. Yeah, we'll find some more. Yeah. All right. Back on the What's On Your Mind, chatting with Steve Link, broker with Pipers, about land values. Here's a text from a listener who said, I may be buying 1,500 acres, first time buying land. Are land values overinflated, or will they steady or drop? Average, what does he say? Acreage around where I'm buying went from 400 in the 90s to 1,500 to 3,500 in the same area. No oil or things of that nature, just good flat and good hunting areas.
Yep. That's a great question, and that's one of the questions I get a lot. Now, when it went from 1,500 to 3,500, why did it do that? And a lot of times it's because it's proven that that property is yielding good bushels every year in and year out. Now, it did that spike because of commodity prices up in 2012 and 13, and we saw a little bit down. So when you're looking at buying land, you really want to key into the soil productivity indexes, the drainage on it, how well it can produce, the location, access, and things like that. The stuff that's going to return you money, because that's important to pay for that $1,500 acres. So is it overinflated?
Land's just a good investment in North Dakota, period.
It has. I mean, over you look over the length over 30 years, over 50 years. I mean, if you bought land in the 80s and 90s, just he hit the numbers, $400 an acre, now 15, now 3,500. You know, so if you have the wherewithal to stand that, and you're not looking at flipping, it's a great investment.
You mentioned earlier that land values hit a peak in what, 2012?
Yep.
Okay, and then came down.
Yep.
And then now coming back up. And they came down, when you said, what, 20, 25%, some of the...
Yep, on an overall average, probably. Yep.
All right, so the average that had dipped with the commodity price drop, like 2012 was like, you know, Christmas morning, right? I mean, that just was unbelievable. And everybody knew that wouldn't last forever.
Right.
They came back down 20, 25%, then they've come back up. How much closer to that high water mark?
Well, you know, in some areas we're at the high water mark again. You know, in some areas, so the valley is probably the easiest one to throw numbers out, because it's uniform and most corridor sections have 158 out of the 160 is being farmed. You know, just the road edges are not. So, you know, so we were having land sales in 2012. They were at $6,000, $6,500, $7,000 an acre, $7,200 in both Clay County and Cass County. And then that probably dropped down to the high threes and into the fours, low fours. And now we're up into that, you know, we're seeing 4,500, we're seeing 5,000, we're seeing 5,200. So we've probably gained back that half. Now, the other thing I want to remind people of is those peaks was such a short time, and we're talking within a couple month period that those were peaks were there. So it was just a short spike right in there. That we had those strong land values. And so you're not going to hit the top every time. You know, it's just like buying, selling stocks. It's tough to hit the top.
Well, I'm no expert, but it would just seem to me that, you know, you can, if you wanted to, if you're thinking, hey, is this a good investment or not? And you're trying to decide, is this the right time or not? Natural questions. Everybody's going to ask that. But bottom line, if you pick wrong and it dips, it'll be back up.
Well, exactly.
So, I mean, if you're buying it for the long haul, I mean, you're doing it for a quick flip, forget it. But I mean, long haul, makes perfect sense.
Exactly. And then the big thing, what people are looking at, if they're financing it, the interest rates are so low right now. And so if you can lock in some long-term financing at the rates that where they're at now, it makes a lot of sense. You know, you look at the 80s, there's people that were having 18% interest rates and it jumped to 20, 22%. Well, that folded those farms, those purchases. They couldn't withstand those interest rates. But if you're locking in at 4, 4.5, 5%, 5.25%, Those are some pretty reasonable interest rates.
Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
You know, the other thing that I've been surprised about is some of our rental rates have continued to be strong even in these commodity prices, and we've had some turnover in some farmers, and the rental bid offs have been really strong, and active bidding and active participation. So that's been a surprise as well too.
Give the team at Pipers a call if you have any other questions. Hope we answered the questions that you raised previously. 877-700-4099. They have a great catalog, too. just call and get that catalog. You like that right on the coffee table. Can
yep.
Dream a lot.
Yep.
Right there. It reminds me of the Christmas catalogs, Montgomery Ward's.
Exactly.
Look at all that beautiful land. 877-700-4099.
I got to say happy birthday to my son, Keaton. He turned 9. He turns 39 today.
Big party at the Link.
That'll be a little party.
All yep. right. Sounds good. Steve Link, thank you.
Thank you.
Famous North Dakota name, grandson of North Dakota's famous Art Link governor. Thanks, Steve. Pipers.com. Check that out or call them at 877-700-4099.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2018 auctions include 560 acres of cropland in Stutsman County, 880 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in McLean County near Butte, North Dakota, and 3,000 acres of irrigated and non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent Counties near Oaks and Creek, North Dakota. All of these auctions are in January 2018. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.